Welcome back to the Up North Podcast. I'm Pat Kreitlow, along with Kirk Bangstad and Kristen Bry. And joining us now, two guests to talk about PFAS, which is a shortened way of saying an extremely long chemical name. Our pop quiz for our guests will be first if they can, you know, tell us what that entire word stands for that PFAS is short for. But we're going to start with Doug Oetzinger, the former mayor of the city of Marinette, current city alder there, founding member of Save Our Water, SOH2O, a citizen action group on PFAS contamination from the Tyco JCI contamination spill in the Marinette and Peshtigo areas. Zach Vruwink is city administrator in Rhinelander, formerly the mayor of Wisconsin Rapids, and also, again, a city dealing with its own form of PFAS problems. Gentlemen, nice to have you both here. Thank you for joining us here on the Up North Podcast.
Glad to be here.
Doug, let's start with yours, your situation in Marinette. It's a little bit more single point source, I guess you could say. I mean, not entirely, but people do associate it with the Tyco plant. Tell us what it is and what has led to such a problem with PFAS in the Marinette area.
Well, Tyco, which is part of Johnson Controls, is a world supplier of firefighting substances. And in this case, the PFAS is in something called AFFF, which is a firefighting foam primarily used to suppress oil-based fires. So it's used around airports to get a vehicle on fire, anything that's petroleum-based, because the characteristics of PFAS is that it sticks together very tightly, and so it's great for smothering flames, but and for other products as well. I mean, it's on Gore-Tex. It's a great water repellent.
Yeah, stain proofing and Teflon, and all kinds
all
of things.
That stuff. Mm-hmm. But in our case, it's firefighting foam, and so, because they have a manufacture it here, but they also have a large training and testing facility. They would routinely go out and, I mean, we would see the black smoke weekly where they're doing tests or they're doing training. We knew what was going on there. We just didn't know what they were spraying on. It was poison.
Hey, Doug, let me jump in with a question here. So I wanted to step back a bit and say the reason we're talking about PFAS today is that the state legislature just took away a lot of the bits of protecting us from these forever chemicals. They kind of just took it out of the bills, and there's not a lot left to protect Marinette. Can you tell us what some of the protections that you were looking for and how you talked, as a bipartisan legislation that kind of passed last year with Nygren and Hansen? I want to hear that part of the story of how you guys tried to solve this problem, and you had a lot of support in Wisconsin, and how that didn't come past.
Well, to go back to last year, as we got more and more educated and we came to realize there are no laws in the state of Wisconsin regulating PFAS, zero. And there's no EPA law. There's no federal law regulating PFAS. They have a health advisory limit, HAL limit, which is a way of saying be careful, but it's not an enforceable limit. So we were very active in trying to lobby for citizens lobbying to get regulation of PFAS in the state of Wisconsin, because it is a poison. It's 500 times more poisonous than rat poison. I mean, literally, you can consume 500 times more rat poison in your drinking water than you can PFAS. So it's very dangerous stuff. And we were successful in, first we got the CLEAR Act introduced. But that didn't gather any Republican support, and we worked very hard with our representative, who was a Republican, was in leadership, John Nygren, to get with State Senator Dave Hansen, Democrat, and come up with compromise legislation that had kind of been built off the CLEAR Act, but wasn't quite as comprehensive. We managed to get that all the way through both the Senate Environmental Committee and the Assembly Environmental Committee, bipartisan support, passed in both committees, overwhelmingly. I was down in Madison testifying, as were quite a few of us from the area. And then it hit the assembly at the close of the session, and Speaker Voss refused to bring the bill up for a vote. And he killed it. And it's pretty basic. I mean, this is politics in Wisconsin right now. The Republican Party is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. And WMC killed it. They said, nope, you're not going to vote on it. We're not going to pass it. We don't want regulation of PFAS in this state. So what you see happening is there'll be little window dressing PFAS bills that incrementally, they might do some good, but in terms of protecting our population, in terms of addressing the massive contamination we have here, or you mentioned, I think, La Crosse, it's not going to cut it.
Right. Okay. Kristen, you were going to throw something.
Yeah, so I'm Zach. Good to see you. Zach and I know each other because he, as you said, was the mayor of Wisconsin Rapids. And both of my parents are very, very fond of you. And we're very upset that you are no longer the mayor of Wisconsin Rapids. But very happy to see the new job you have in Rhinelander. So how is this? Obviously, I think what you dealt with Wisconsin Rapids was some of the after effect of the paper mill and the pollution that that created and the health effects that has created for Wisconsin Rapids. Now, this seems like a very different issue to be dealing with in Rhinelander. So how is that manifested there for you?
Right. In Rhinelander, I think we've kind of fast-forwarded the clock, if you will, on what many of Wisconsin's communities are going to be facing. Unlike Marinette, Rhinelander currently is not facing any litigation. We're not involved in any active litigation. And so the mayor and myself and my role are now working very strongly to just fix it. How do we encourage the legislature, the Joint Finance Committee, and the DNR to put forth regulations that ultimately, as the former mayor, as Doug just mentioned, for us to be able to come and be able to protect people from the health effects known with PFAS. In Rhinelander, we've got two of our municipal wells, 25% of our well capacity currently offline because of high traces of PFAS and variants. So for us in Rhinelander, we really want to bring a just fix it approach that doesn't involve litigation, but it involves and requires the state legislature to come together and the governor to agree on some form of consensus to be able to allow municipalities to put this together. I believe clean water and environmental issues, environmental contamination, just like our American flag, don't belong to a political party. And so it's really important for us to come together on this issue to protect our community members and fellow Wisconsinites so that we all can consume safe drinking water. And in Rhinelander, I'm pleased to say 100% of our wells currently active are PFAS-free. But I can say that many of the state's cities and communities don't know whether or not there's PFAS, primarily because of the stalemate that's involved in Madison right now.
Mm-hmm. So, Zach, and we're going to have a break at some point, and I want to ask Doug the same question. Are you aware of what they just did in the budget, and they took out a lot of protections? Can you tell us what Rhinelander needs from the state legislature to really protect the city?
Yeah, quite simply, there are treatment technologies that have been pioneered around the country and around the world that Rhinelander could benefit from. But because we don't have any limits or any laws on the books that indicate what are safe concentrations of PFAS, we simply can't. Investing in PFAS technology and treatment isn't a prudent thing to do at this time. We're working toward doing so, and I think we can do so. So right now we're looking for some state resources. There was a great proposal by the governor to invest in municipal solutions to help cities like Rhinelander get treatment solutions online.
Okay. Well, let's talk more about that after this break, and we'll talk not just about cleaning up, but the ability of the DNR to even find these things, these areas in the first place, and how that is being stymied by lawsuits and such. So more about PFAS with our two guests coming up right after the break. You're up north.